With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump signs an executive order banning male athletes from taking part in girls' or women's sports. President Trump says the war on women's sports is over.
Under the Trump administration, we will defend the proud tradition of female athletes, and we will not allow men to beat up, injure, and cheat our women and our girls. From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
President Trump's already ordered the government to define sex as male and female. Also at SRNnews.com, 60 Minutes publishes the transcript of its unedited interview with then-Vice President Harris as it faces an FCC investigation. The interview ran weeks before Election Day last year, sparking criticism from President Trump about the heavily edited interview. He charged CBS with selectively editing the interview in Harris's favor. It can be found on Daily Mail. Democrats are livid that Elon Musk is uncovering massive amounts of unapproved spending in USAID. White House Speaker Mike Johnson said the executive branch has broad authority to review how federal agencies are operating.
They're using that authority right now in a way it hasn't been used in a long time, so it looks radical. It's not. I call it stewardship. I think they're doing right by the American taxpayer, and we support that principle. When it comes to the point of codification and legislation and all the rest, we'll be evaluating all those things.
Pam Bondi, the new U.S. Attorney General, after being sworn in Wednesday morning. Tuesday's vote was 54-46, with Democrat Senator John Fetterman joining Republicans to vote in her favor. All 67 victims in last week's deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. have been recovered. Officials confirmed the news on Tuesday. An American Airlines plane collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter last week. This is SRN News. Well, people are reading the Bible in the Middle East.
It has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect after it was signed Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off abortion pill bottles and instead list the names of their health care practices. This is SRN News. At least 20,000 federal employees are accepting President Trump's buyout offer.
The CIA is reportedly offering buyouts to its entire workforce. The Wall Street Journal cites officials saying it's being done to bring the agency in line with President Trump's vision. President Trump has made downsizing the federal government one of his top priorities. Workers have until February 6th to accept the offer to resign, with payments continuing until September. Resignations are reportedly expected to increase as the deadline draws near. The Trump administration offered employees the buyout ahead of the return-to-office requirements as part of an effort to shrink the workforce. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Democratic and Republican leaders of the Minnesota House reached a power-sharing agreement to end a three-week stalemate. Top leaders from each party agreed to the deal. Democrats had stayed away from the Capitol. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.